and give the Lord whatever you want. The New Testament, the same thing, render to Caesar what is Caesar's, pay your taxes, and then give the Lord whatever you want. Whatever a man purposes in him, in his heart to do, do it, Paul said. Do it the first day of the week, whatever it is that you desire to do. In those cultures, as I said, even in New Testament Israel, there was a higher percentage of discretionary money, if not, of course, great amounts of money. People could make decisions about that. As those decisions are squeezed and we have less and less discretion about our resources, the choices then become very, very important. And as we go forward, for the sake of the future of the kingdom of God and the future of doing the work of God in the world, Christians have to rethink how they're going to use the limited funds, more limited funds than they have. Wages are probably not going to go up if you have a job at all. Wages may stay the same. Wages may go down. Taxes will go up. That's inevitable. We all understand that we have incurred a debt in this country that essentially couldn't be paid off no matter what under today's conditions or the conditions in any immediate future. So we're looking down a black hole, which means that in the future, discretionary funds are going to be diminished, and we have to be very careful to establish our priorities and refocus our lives on a different standard of living. Now, what got us to this? I'm going to answer that question, but first of all, I want you to look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, and I just want to set this in your mind. I'm not going to do an exposition of it, although I am going to refer to it. But just to get one passage that kind of sinks down in our thinking, 1 Timothy 6, verse 6, godliness actually is a measure of great gain when accompanied by contentment. When accompanied by contentment. That statement alone is monumental. It's monumental. The reason we are in the problems we are in economically is because people are flatly discontent. They never have enough of whatever they have. And discontent, covetousness, greed, whatever, dissatisfaction is a sin. And that kind of discontent is basically fed a steady diet of advertising in our culture. So discontentment flourishes, contentment almost disappears. But godliness is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment. We have brought nothing into the world, so we can take nothing out of it either. You will leave with exactly what you arrived with. Nothing. Nothing. If you have food and covering,